Good morning.
Good morning.
What a glorious day we have to come together and worship the Lord our God. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome. If you would please register your attendance by filling out the little flap on your bulletin. Make sure you put your prayer card on, put your prayer concerns on that side of the bulletin. And don't forget to make your reservation for Wednesday night. Those of you who haven't been joining us, we are having wonderful dinners on Wednesday night. And this week, Gary is making meatloaf. Now, I'm not a meatloaf person, but I've been told that his meatloaf knocks it out of the park. So you don't want to miss it. So I hope you'll be there. This morning we have two special announcements, so I'm going to invite Sally to come forward, and if you'll come up here, Sally, that would be great, and I'm going to ask Jane if she'll go ahead and be in place on the other side.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Sally Cobb. I think most of you know me. I am not only a volunteer here at Pine Mountain First United Methodist Church, but I'm a volunteer at FOCUS, as are many of you. FOCUS stands for Fellowship of Christians United in Service, and we're a service organization that serves Harris County residents who might need a helping hand with something. Today I come to you, FOCUS on the first. This is the first Sunday of the quarter, and someone from FOCUS will come the first Sunday of every quarter and ask you not only to put a love gift in here, but also on the back of this envelope are the many different ministry areas, and we need volunteers. I want to read you a brief statement written by Bill Searcy, our current director at FOCUS. "Our mission makes it clear why we're here," said Bill Searcy. "That is to share Christian fellowship and to minister to the material, emotional, and spiritual needs of the people of our county. It started that way over 30 years ago, and it continues today." The ushers have these envelopes. We did not put them in the bulletin because things fall out. But if you would like one, raise your hand. The ushers are going to hand them to you. Thanks for all you do to support FOCUS.
Thank you, Sally. FOCUS is an amazing ministry. Last year, I believe, Rick, you said there were like 700 families that were supported by them. How many of you are on the food distribution that helps to deliver food? And that's once a month, is that right? And so it is a vital ministry that we at our church support. Miss Jane has a message for us as well.
Thank you. There's a story about an old king who had four daughters, and he was trying to decide who would succeed him and who was wise enough to succeed him. So one day he came to them and had them all together, and he said, "I'm going to go on a trip for several years, and I have a special gift to give to you. Hold out your hand." And so each of them held out their hand, and he gave them a grain of rice. Now, the first daughter decided she was going to keep it in a special place, so she tied a golden thread around it and put it in a crystal box. And every day she got up and she looked at that piece of rice. The second daughter decided she wanted to keep it safe, so she put it in a wooden box and put it under her bed. The third daughter thought, "This is a silly gift. You know, what is this all about?" So she just took it and blew it off and blew the rice into the ground and went on her way and never thought a thing about it. Now the fourth daughter studied it and tried to decide what she was going to do with it, and she came up with an idea. Several years later, the king returned as he promised, and he met with his daughters and wanted to know what they had done with the grain of rice and what their reasoning was. He came to the fourth daughter and she said, "Well, I looked at this and I thought about it, and you know, one day I realized it's a seed. And so what I did with that grain of rice was I planted it, and there were more seeds, and I planted them." And then he took she took the king to the window and said, "Look out." And as far as you could see, there was a field of rice. enough to feed the whole country. Now, as we get ready for Consecration Sunday, stewardship is something that we need to think about because it's a matter of God and returning the resources to Him that He has given so generously to us. I know that in my life I've had several different job experiences. I've had a door close for me, but God opened another door. And I've learned a lot, and in each job, I get to use that knowledge that I've learned with the next job. I know that God has blessed me. I know that God has blessed you. And what I would ask you to think about as these weeks proceed to October 28th, Consecration Sunday, is think about what God has given you. Be in prayer for what you want to give back to Him. And remember, God has given us all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane, and thank you, Sally. If you will, take a look in your bulletin. This afternoon, we have the invite team meeting at 2 o'clock in the annex. I would invite anyone who is interested in participating in this ministry to please join us at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the annex. You'll see other announcements listed in your bulletin. And I did want to mention this table. Isn't this beautiful? Amen. This table represents the world. All the different colors, the different kinds of bread, and the world right there, that beautiful blue globe, shares with us that all Christians all over the world today are receiving Holy Communion. We are one unified body of Christ with the rest of the world today. And I just think that those who prepared the table, God bless you. It is a beautiful table representing the world and our connection to Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's prepare our hearts for worship as we go to God in prayer. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come, speak to us this morning. Receive our worship this morning. Holy Spirit, come and fill us with your love and your care. Holy Spirit, come and receive our worship, and may it be pleasing in your sight. For we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship found in your bulletin. Today, we remember that we are one as we celebrate the Spirit of God that moves throughout God's people across all of creation.
We are one in Christ.
Today, we remember our responsibility to bear with one another in love, to maintain unity by the bond of peace, and to be the body of Christ.
We are one body.
Today we recall that as members of one body, we can make a difference in a world in need of the hope of the love of Christ.
We are people of one hope.
Today we celebrate our unity and set aside the small things that can divide us, and remember that with God, we can overcome all things with gentleness and humility.
We are people of one Lord.
Today we share the bread in the cup of Holy Communion, in unity with all people around the world.
We are people of one God, who is above all and through all.
Let's join in singing together, I Come With Joy, number 617.
Joy to meet my Lord, forgiven, loved, and free. In awe and wonder to recall, His life laid down for me. His life laid down for me. I come with Christians far and near to find, as all are fed, a new community of love. In Christ's communion bread, in Christ's communion bread. As Christ breaks bread and bids us share, each proud division ends. The love that made us makes us one, and strangers now are friends, and strangers now are friends. And thus with joy we meet our Lord, His presence always near. Is in such friendship better known, we see and praise Him here. We see and praise Him here. Together met, together bound, we'll go our different ways. And as His people in the world, we'll live and speak His praise. We'll live and speak His praise.
If you'll join me now in the invitation, confession, and pardon found on page 12. Christ, our Lord, invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
If our children will come forward, Miss Kathy Lee has a word for you. Come on down.
Your red, do you need your red chair? Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Doing that because we want everybody just how much God loves us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us so, so very much. And we talked in Sunday school about how you sent your son Jesus. He was born in a barn and not in a fancy place. But we know that you look on Jesus' heart and that we should do that with each other. So help us to experience today the love that you felt for your disciples when you had this last supper with them. And help us to understand how much you love people all over the world and not just us. For it's in your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, children. If our ushers will come and acolytes will come to receive this morning's offering. As we touch the offering plate this morning, let's be reminded that we not only give God our money, but we give God ourselves. We give God the use of our hands and our mouths and our eyes and our ears and our presence in the world to represent Him. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for the gifts that we are about to receive. We ask you, Lord, to multiply them and help us to use them so that we might better serve you and spread your love all over the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I wanted to share with you today, Sunday, isn't it? Friday afternoon, I had the pleasure of uniting a couple in holy matrimony here in the church. T.J. Weston, or Thorne Weston, and Amanda Robbins were wed together Friday afternoon, and so I lift to you that as a joy. Amanda and T.J., they have Nevaeh and Wyatt, and now they are one family, so we give God a praise for that union, and I'm sure they'll be back with us next week, and you will have the opportunity to congratulate them when you see them. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, we give you thanks for this glorious day. We thank you, God, for the many ways that you speak to us, the many ways that you are present with us, God, and we thank you. We thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, who loved us enough to die on the cross and for the forgiveness of our sins and be risen by you, O God, on the third day so that we might have life eternal. God, we ask you to hear the prayers of your people gathered in this place. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins. We ask you, Lord, to help those who are suffering illness. We ask you to be with the lost and the lonely. We pray for the one whom no one else is praying for, as well as for the one who doesn't think they need you at all. God, we pray for those who are hurt and broken, and we pray for those, God, who are lost and lonely. We pray for our military. We pray for our nation. We pray for our church individually and universally. And God, we pray for your blessing. For we pray all these things in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ. Let us hear your word now, God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and minds together be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. There are two words that I want us to focus on today. They are presence and presence. Presence and presence. Do you know the difference? Presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. And presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. It is a trick question, isn't it? Presence, with the S, means gifts. Anybody like to get gifts? I do. I like presents. Don't you like presents? Usually it's something special. Sometimes it's something expected because it's your birthday, after all, and you're supposed to get goodies on your birthday. Or sometimes it's because it's Christmas and we give gifts on Christmas to remind us of the gift of Jesus. And sometimes we get presents just because. Those are the best kind. The other presence is P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. That means actually physically being in a specific location. The presence of your physical body. For example, we are all here in this presence, in this place, together. So keep both of those words in mind as we look more closely at our text today. Today we have been sent a letter that I would like to read parts of it to you. It actually comes from Hebrews. But I want us to listen to this letter as if the author of Hebrews were writing specifically to us. Dear friend, long ago God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days he has spoken to us by a son whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Dear friend, now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels, but someone has testified somewhere, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Dear friends, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you, O God. Best wishes. In many ways, this letter is from Jesus to our hearts, spirits, and souls. It is a reminder that God loves us so much that he would not send just an angel to declare his love for us. But God sent who? He sent his son, Jesus, to be higher than any angel, more holy than any angel, and to be the superior being in our midst, and to love us all so much that we become his heirs. Do you know what an heir means? Okay, let me explain that very quickly. An heir means that if somebody dies, they leave all their stuff to you. So you become an heir. Do you get that? Is that a little bit better? Okay, good. Just making sure. So we become his own as he covers our sins, our griefs, and our lives with his own redemptive blood on the cross. And God raised him up to sit at his right hand, the right hand of Almighty God, and to declare that he, Jesus, is the perfecter of our faith, the Lord of our lives, and the reason that we are here in this worship space to give honor and glory to him. Do you remember those two words I shared with you at the beginning? Presence and presence. Today you and I have the pleasure of experiencing both of them. Both of them. Our presence is fully alive in the worship of our God, and God's presence is fully alive in each of us through the power of the Holy Spirit as we have prayed, worshiped, sang songs, and heard the Word of God. The presence, presence, that we will receive as we come to this, the table of grace, is a gift that was given freely by God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ, through the cross of the redemption of our sins. The challenge for each of us is to be fully present. To be fully present. 100% here. We're not writing a grocery list. We're not thinking about what we're going to do this afternoon. We're not worrying about what's going to happen next week. We're fully present. All thoughts, all action, every breath focused on God. The larger challenge is to commit to be present, not just in the church with each other, but to be present with those who are not able to be with us in this sanctuary. When I first started preparing for this message, I wanted to talk about one of our vows, which is presence. And I thought, how am I going to do that? But the more I studied, the more I realized we think that everybody has to be here in this sanctuary so that we can all be counted as a part of this church. But there are ways that we can celebrate the presence of our vow outside the walls of this church, like at Focus. Like our youth that are on retreat this weekend at Camp Glisten. Like this situation. This is a story I read this week. A young mother was carrying her paraplegic son. Paraplegic means that he couldn't move or on his own, he couldn't walk. We don't know how big the son was. Perhaps he was a little person, but he could have been a big son, like 18. But every day, she would carry her son down the dilapidated stairs of their mobile home. She would carry him down, place him in the car, go back, climb the stairs again, get his wheelchair, bring it, put it in the car. She would do this two or three times a day. The stairs were a little wobbly, but this mother was determined to take care of her child. But she was getting tired. She was beginning to have back problems and other issues with her own health. Those steps were not safe to walk up and down for a normal person or a person who did not carry such weight, much less a mom carrying her son. The church that was down the road noticed this, and so they decided we need to do something to help this woman and her son. And so they teamed up with another United Methodist church in the area, and there's something called Lowe's Heroes, helped them to build a family wheelchair ramp for this mother. The mother was very grateful for what they had done. It changed their lives for the better. So you see, presence is more than being here. It's important that you're here. It's important that we come together as the body of Christ. As our litany stated, we are one in Christ Jesus. It is important for us to be fully present as we come to the table of grace. And lastly, the presence of God through the power of the Holy Spirit is in the gift that we will receive this morning. The gift of love, the gift of grace, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of wholeness and unity in the body of Christ. Dear God, may it be. If you'll join with me in your insert, the Great Thanksgiving. Today we're going to receive Holy Communion by intinction. The choir will come and receive first, and then the ushers will guide you when the time comes. You'll notice in the Great Thanksgiving there are bold pieces that you don't normally say, but I want you to say them with me. Let us begin. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You created for yourself a world filled with diversity and blessed by your reach of life, breath of life. Rainbow colors bloom in spring. Summer breezes bring garden delight. And now, as autumn comes our way, we see the work of your paintbrush upon every face and tree. In mercy, while we still held to the chains of our winter, of pride, self-righteousness, and historic egos, you loved us steadfastly and delivered us as babes to reflect the beauty and diversity of your grace, to bring us into a community of love, hope, and peace. And so, with all your people on earth, in every place where two or more are gathered in your name, and all the company of heaven who have gone before us, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
He prayed that we might be one as he is one with you, Father. And he asked that we might be known by the love we have for one another. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we together as a new creation and a new community around the globe may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
By your Spirit, help the body of Christ be one. Help the left hand and the right hand work as one in unity.
body of Christ given for us. The blood of Christ shed for us.
Oh God, we have felt your presence today. We pray that you have felt ours. Help us, God, to continue to be present with you wherever we are, and you continue to be present in us. And we give you all the thanks and all the praise. We thank you for this gift that is the most important gift we could ever receive. In Christ's holy name, amen. As we come to our closing hymn, our hymn of invitation, let the doors of the church be opened so that we might go to love and serve the Lord. And let the doors of the church be opened so that if there is anyone who would like to join our church by profession of faith or transfer of membership where you've made that profession, to please come during the last stanza of this hymn. Number 634. Now from this table, let us rise.